Yes. Next week, and not can be here next week. Next week we're going away, so I can't be next week. Can't be here. Okay. Right, so there's the very nice Rashi in Bo. Rashi says in Bo, Adav Nura, a person is mekabel something, I'll do something. And so it says Rashi, since he's mekabel, he'll do something. It's nechshav that he did it b'shasta kabbalah. B'shasta kabbalah, something that you want to do, and you're mekabel, I'll do this. And since it's a real Kabbalah, so you're mekabel, you do this. It's called that you did it b'shasta kabbalah. Says Rashi, "Vayelach v'yasu bnei Yisrael, hello, ki kvar asu, hello, me'rash chodesh." They were mitzuva to do it. Ella kevin shekiblu alehim mala alehim hakosav kilu asu. Person does want to do something. Here's the Rashi over here in by Shishi. Shishi says that person wants to do something and mekabel, I'll do it. So it's nechshav, they did it now. What's nefkmina? They did not. What's nefkmina? So it says in Shai Tshuva says that if you mekabel something, the or of all what you do next year's is now. The or. You get an or, the or now. The or comes now. So nefach lish, it says, merega echod yotza mechoshech le'or gadol. In 1 second, if you mekabel something you'll do later, and say, I'm mekabel, I'll come daven early. And you take to do it really every day. So b'shasta kabbalah nechshav that you already did it, and all the schar of the years will become later is now something marvel. You see, what kabbalah is something very, very stark. Something b'emes. It's so stark that b'shasta kabbalah he already has everything, but he'll do it later. But something very fascinating. So with the kabbalah things, there are small things. Kabbalah things that they are easy. A couple of things that are easy and do them, but you have to do something easy. We can change our life with small Kabbalah. Small things change our life. Do small things that are very easy. Like person, that we have to the Baal has to set up Neros of Erev Shabbos. That's on us. We set it up. Set it up early, not wait until Erev Shabbos. Set it up before that. Not so hard. Before that, then it's easy and do it, and then it's right set up, and you've taken off some of the Erev Shabbos, and it's very nice, not very easy. Like wait one Mishnah day. Mishnah day, very easy. Do it in set time, set place, do it, and it's very nice, and you can get a lot of Mishnahis with that way. Things that are easy, you can do things easy, in an easy way, in an easy oifem, and again a lot. So we have to, Kabbalah is a very, very big thing. Small things, you have to be, a couple of small things that we can do a lot with small things.
What does it mean to get the R today, Kwame?
Let's say a person wants to learn Mishnayis. It's right, must pick right, let's say, wants to say, one, you know, it's right, wouldn't that be a big thing? All's right. Peah, Bikurim, Mavo, no? But if you get Knoz Rain, you'll get a better, big Mila, no? So if you want to Mekabel something, BMS, the Mila is today before you did it. Okay, it's like something.
If you don't end up doing it, then you still get that art?
I don't know. But no, because something that you want to do, you will do. If you don't do it, that means that it wasn't real Kabbalah. Something real Kabbalah, you will do it. It can't be you won't do it. Not possible you won't do it. You will do it. Because if it's real, is that real then? Yeah. People say, I'll try. So I'll try, it's very, very schwach. I'll try. Make this, I'll try this. So if you real something bad mess you'll do, it's very, very, very schwach. And you do it, and Kabbalah is something very powerful. I mean, Kabbalah can change your whole life. Small Kabbalah. Something small. Something very small. You can do something. After what's right, let's see. What are ideas of small Kabbalah? So ideas. Learn a Mishnah day. Say Shnayim Mikra Chtagim. It's very important to do it by Shabbos. Very important. So how do you do that time? Mikra, do a little bit every day. A little bit every day. Make a time kavua, do it every day. Sometimes it's easy, that won't be, you know, something you can do easily. See, we saw Yashiv ditch time mikra every day, some 6:15, 6:12, 6:25 every day. 12 minutes every day. Kul kavua. He came 6:10 every day, brought filling. Went in shul, then went shai mikra, part day, very nice, no? He did it, he came. And it's easy, I think, it's easy, he knows he's doing it, it's easy. And people, much shai mikra, when I'll do it, you know, because they haven't got time kavua, there's one, life be mesura. Mesura is very big, you have to mesura in life, mesura, that's a big seder. Seder in life is a big thing. It's also a big kabbalah if we can sit down half hour one day and be Masadar ourselves. That's what I dream to do. Masadar ourselves one half an hour and just Masadar what we're doing our day. That would be a very big thing. Okay? It's Kabbalah is a very, 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 very big thing. So we got a big Rebbe, Rav Chaim Kamil Akoin. He had three Kabbalahs. That's all. He said he can't do anything else. His whole life is totally in three Kabbalahs. One Kabbalah is everything he learns, he's learning Be'in Gadol. That's one Kabbalah. One Kabbalah is he's being Shomer his Peh, not saying anything not right. Third Kabbalah is he's Mahadur and Shabbos. Whatever that means, Mahadur and Shabbos. And he said, Shabbos was his Iker day of his life, Shabbos. So he wanted to pass away on Shabbos and Kachami. Pistman Shabbos. Something, okay? So, very fascinating, okay? Very hard, okay? But we have to do something small. Small Kabbalah, something small. So, maybe we should miss out on something small, do it every day. We have to miss out on when to do it, how to do it, and then it will be, very, very good. Okay, they will say one more thing. This is very nice. Rashi says, "Ushmart, ushmart, es a matzos." So says Rashi, "Articulate matzos ella mitzvus." Says, "Keshem ein machmitzin es a matzos, kach ein machmitzin es a mitzvus." So it's a very kashva, big sort here. You can't make a mitzvah can become chametz. This is Rav Hutner has the say Par Yitzchak. A mitzvah you do miyad is shalim. Mitzvah not miyad is chametz. Kilo, you do it later. So later, the whole mitzvah is like you do it. Okay, you do it, but the mitzvah b'shleim musa is miyad. Don't do a mitzvah miyad. It's a chametz. Something very, very mavil. Any mitzvah that comes to you, if they do it miyad, is ishlamim. Don't do miyad, is chametz. So very Rashi mavil. Chazal. If you Rebbe don't do miyad, is chametz. So start. So we have to love our wives. Very, very important. It's so to love. Ava is a so neuro. The love is very, very, very eager in life. So how do you come to love? How do you come to love? What's the way to come to love? So there's a famous way is to give. As all the Baal Musa say that if you give, so you love. This is the famous. It's a Raya Gedola. Raya Gedola from the Sugya Machteris. This is the Sugya of Machteris. It's also in the Shmos. This is a Dover Pella Moed in Machteris. It says a Dover Pella. It's a Rashi in Rambam. That if an av goes to attack a ben machteris, then the av is not chayav misa. Why? Because the av won't kill the ben. Merely there's no mitzvah, no He isn't the redef, and the ben doesn't kill him, nor kills him. But if ben al av, if ben goes to attack an av, the ben is chayav misa, because the ben chalila may kill the av. A ben may kill an av, lo aleinu, but an av won't kill a ben. So why is that? So why is that? Because the av gave the ben. The av gave the ben all his life. The av loves the ben. The av won't kill the ben. The ben doesn't give the av. The av, the ben is taking. The av loves the ben more than the ben loves the av. In this, the benura. The av is giving. The av is giving. He's giving the ben all his life. The giving makes the av. The ben doesn't give the av. The ben is taking. So the av ben doesn't love the av like the av loves the ben. That's why this is why this nafkamina of machteris. So we have to love our wives. We have to give them. Now, how do you give them? What's the way of giving your wife? What's the way of giving? So here's the klal. Klal's giving is where it's difficult. Where you'd rather not do it, and do it, you do it, believe shalem, that's called giving. See, we live with our wives and we help them. That's giving a little bit, but not the real giving. The real giving is where it's difficult for you, where it's difficult, something you don't want to do, and you do, believe shalem, that's called giving. Kiddush, big kiddush. The giving is where it's difficult for you, and you do, even if it became a belief shalem, it's called giving. Very massive thing. See, there's a medrash. The medrash, you'll see, in the medrash, there's a medrash rabbi that Rav Chaim always wrote down. He would see giving. This medrash rabbi, it's called giving. The medrash in the Pekudei says a ma'isa nera. It says Maisa, Rav Shimon ben Nachalafta, Shabbat Erev Shabbos, doesn't have any money. There's no food, no money. So he's a big tanner. So he went out of the city and davened to Hashem, and they gave him from heaven a diamond, something a nes otzim, a diamond from heaven. Very nice, no, very very nice, a diamond from heaven, and he gave it to a shulchani. And he got money. He gave it to her maybe as a mashkon. He got money. Then he gave it to his wife. His wife says, "Where's the money from? Where's the money from?" But Chaim Shlomo said a very chashuva yisod that a wife doesn't ask a husband every day where's the money from. But she smelled it wasn't regular money. She says he said el chafrei shmeks emes, and it wasn't regular money. So he said Hashem gave it to me. So he said, she said, I'm not eating anything until you tell me where it's from, not eating anything. So he told her, he down to Hashem, got him, got drawn from heaven. So she said, this is not good money. Give it back. I don't want to give it. Why? Because he says, Armaloy, at the right say, Shay, your shulchan is chaser in Olam Haba, I don't want that. My shulchan. This is from Olam Haba, she said, I don't want it. See, I want my shulchan to be more Olam Haba, so go and give it back. So he asked, Rav Shimon Chalafta asked Rebbe Gadol HaDor. Amarla, Rebbe said, it's fine, take it. Amarla Rebbe, lech emarla. Here was what Rebbe said, if your shulchan is chaser, ani amalam shali, I'll give it from my shulchan. Halach amarla, she's not masking, not masking. Amarla, no, I'll go back with you. I and you will go back to Rebbe. She doesn't trust him to tell Rebbe her taina. She must tell Rebbe by herself. Yeah, hear this, marvel. He's a big taina, but she doesn't trust him. So he's like, I myself go back to Rebbe. Together we'll talk it over with him. It's a bit big. It's a big busha. Hear the busha. He goes to Rebbe. Rebbe goes to the door. Rebbe says, locks out of here. Goes home, no, I'm not masking. Together, that means, kilo, it's not so pushed here. The Rebbe said it, but no, she's not masking what Rebbe said. But back together, he goes back together to Rebbe. Big thing, very big thing. You go to Rav, Rav says, no, I'm masking. I'll go back to you together to Rav, and we'll talk about it, the Rav, something not so simple. So they went back to Rebbe, and she's speaking, not him. She's only a woman. He's the big Tana. No, she's speaking to Rebbe, and she tells Rebbe that he's a Gavur Chiddush. She says a Chiddush that every tzaddik b'olam haba has his own olam. No tzaddik will see the other tzaddik. You know, we have our own olam, and he won't see us. Is what we still told Rebbe. Yeah, he won't see us. So we'll see. Maybe we'll see later what that means. But first, Rebbe said, right? Rebbe agreed to her, and they came back and gave back the diamond to heaven. Malach came in and took it. Pella, I wanted to say this here, giving here. He's giving her. He went to Rebbe. Rebbe said, Mutter, take it, and it's fine. He tells her, no, not masking. So he would tell her, you can't argue with Rebbe. Rebbe is the God of the door. You can't argue with him. Your day is battle. So we're doing whatever he says. You can't argue. Rebbe is the highest person in the door. No, he didn't say that. He said, no. I agree. We have a tiner. Back to Rebbe. You and me together. That's giving. It's giving. He's trying to make her happy. We go to Rebbe every day. Rebbe says, Mutter. He said, no, I don't agree with you. This is a governor. He goes home and says, I don't know. He's not right. That's giving. So that's giving. You have to give her. Giving is make sure she's happy. The Rav said, Azay, okay, but she's arguing on the Rav. Arguing. Hear this. Arguing on not Rav. Rebbe. Rebbe is the God of our door. She's arguing with Rebbe. And Rebbe, at the end, you have to need it. Rebbe says, she's right. Needs Ian. Mekara ha-minim askana. Needs a lot of Ian. That's what it's. The middle is giving. He's giving her. He's going surfing a big busha back to Rebbe with her. Not a regular thing. So it's very, let's say a person goes to Rav, and Rav says, what's the lacha on this? Rav says, mutter, go back home? No, I don't think so. Ask him again. Go back again, ask him again. Maybe you didn't ask right, go again. Rav says, mutter. No, but maybe it's not mutter. Maybe go ask him again. Maybe hear this chiddushim here. You have to make sure that the ish is happy. Back to Rav, back and forth, until she's okay. She's masking. This is giving. Giving is to make her happy. Not just Rav said that's all. Okay, that's it. Rav said no. You don't do Isaiah. She has the giving her is to make her happy. Make her feel it's good. I agree, and I feel it's good. It's Kiddush, a big Kiddush. It's mainly giving is where it's a little hard for you. You go Rav, back to Rav again and again and again till she's okay. It's good. What?
No, it's a
recording. Okay. So this is giving. Where it's giving. We want to give her. Give her. This is very, very, very big a big yisod. Big yisod where something is not to her liking, and you try to make her happy. That's very, 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 very chashuv to make her happy. You know, I heard a Gemara story. And Rabbi Ari Levine, this is what Rabbi Pinchas Green Shlita said over the story, and Rabbi Ari Levine. Rabbi Ari Levine said a story. I mean, Rabbi Pinchas Green heard it b'shem Rabbi Kanievsky. She was an enical of Rabbi Ari Levine. Rabbi Yashi married a daughter of Rabbi Ari Levine, so she's an enical. So she said over what happened in the Chana Yuchud by Rabbi Ari Levine. The Chana Yuchud was that Rabbi Levine came to Chana Yuchud with the kala and told her, I haven't got anything to give you. I want to give you something, but I haven't got anything to give you because I haven't got any money. But I'm giving you a present. What's the present I'm giving you? I'm giving you myself. I belong to you. This level, something out of this world. I belong to you. Has anybody done this in the history of the world? I don't know. Look, we can say it, but we don't mean it. I belong to you. This rabbi says, I belong to you. Whatever you need, I'm giving you. I'm yours. And she told him, she's giving herself to him. So they both teach each other. They have Gedolei Hador, Rav Yashiv, Gedolei Hador. They got him. In the Chana Yuchud, they got him. I mean, the wife, got him. So they got many Gdolei Hador, and because they gave themselves over to the other one in the kind of Yuchud, which is something. Not to, we can't copy this because it's to copy it won't be real. You have to really mean it. I belong to you. I'm yours. You ever heard this in your life? I belong to you. We'd say it, but we don't mean it. We're not belong to you. I belong myself. I'll help you a little bit. I belong to you. It's something very, very hard and real. I belong to you. Rabbi Levine is a big gadol. He says, I belong to you. So they have they have many gadolim came out of that chelal yuchud. Many gadolim. Because if the wife belongs to him, he belongs to her. It's something heavenly. It's a heavenly, something very, very heavenly. Then there's a Benas Rashi in the bow. It's also against us. It says in Rashi Dabru. It says in Rashi Dabru. It says in Rashi Dabru. Moshe of Aaron are speaking to the Klal Yisrael Dabru. So it's Rashi v'chi Aaron medaber. Hello, Moshe medaber. The Aaron's not medaber. How come it says Dabru? Ella Moshe Rabbeinu heard a mimer me'Hashem. He asked Aaron, help me to understand what the mimer says. Lamdeni, they each one lamdeni, and they worked out what the mimer Hashem means. And at the end said Moshe, not Aaron. But since they together worked it out, it's called Dabru. So Rav Chaim said this is how Ish worked. The Ish Risha life has gone. Life has many sphikas in life. Many sphikas, what to do in life. Have a sphikas. So the Baal and the Isha together decide what to do together. And the Baal says what to do, but the Baal with her, it's kilo dabru. Dabru. Very important, dabru. Not the Baal says, this is it. I'm doing that at all. I don't care what you said. I'm doing this. That's not good. It has to be a matzav of dabru together. Also a big sod. Because when the Ishvishim marry, they hold differently on most everything. They hold differently on most everything. Well, they hold differently. They have to work out together how they together or Yeskerov. They have to work together. They have to have one there. So he said, you know the belt says a governor. The belt says a betzora murer. The belt says. And the Shemir, the call of Eve, or the call Emo. The call of the belt says, I hear this from Rav Pesachron, but Shlita, I think it's in this forum, that the house has two callers, call of call Emo. That's not good. Has to have one call. But to get one call is not easy. They should hold differently on everything, so they have to work out to have one call. That's a big issue, one call. Right, and it is a big giving. We celebrate Mr. Big giving to look out, find a mile a day, find every day a mile of your wife, find every day one mile, a mile or a mile of your wife, and think about it and put it into your heart. Then you'll love her and she'll feel it and it'll be right. That's a giving utzim. Giving utzim is to find a mile a day. It's not like life. There are clouds. We're learning all day. But Matzia, we're learning, and yeah, we have no time to think about milas. But we should have to change our life. Don't learn all day, but also look at a mile a day. A mile a day, every day, one day, every day, a mile a day, a mile a day. Look at it and think about it, and then you'll love her, and she'll feel it. She'll feel you love her. It'll be very good. It's the big giving. We have to give to her is to love her. It's the big giving because she wants to be loved. Each wants to be loved. And that's them. Live together. Stam and say, love her. How do you love her? By a mile a day. A mile a day or a mile a day. It's not so hard, but not so easy. You have to spend time to think about it. A mile a day, a mile a day. Is it? So, and do that, it'll be very good. There'll be a life of big, a big atzocha. Life of atzocha, atzuma. There'll be life of the big atzar. So there's a big giving. There's a big giving here, which is very important to be making the Torah for the Shabbos table. Very big giving. I'm not doing it. From all the years, why not? But it's not so good. You have to write down. We should write down. This be Kabbalah. Write down to say something at the Shabbos table. Write down what I'll say at the Shabbos table. That'll be a Kabbalah Atzuma. Write down. I'll say this and this and this. Something easy for her. She can understand and she can say stories of what happened, what you heard, stories. That'll be very nice. But you have to be mukhan. If you're not mukhan, it won't be. You can shout at the table an hour and a half. Okay, just goes by. So, chaval. We have to be mukhan with the same Shabbos table. Maybe we should make a Kabbalah now today. Erev Shabbos Bo. That we should write down one word for Lel Shabbos, one Shabbos morning, and one for Shalosh Shuras. So, three write down. I'm saying this. Is that very nice? Is that nice Kabbalah? Write down three Beretta. We'll say Shabbos morning, Shabbos. The Lel Shabbos. Can be a story or some word. Nice word. It's easy to understand. Nice. It's very, very, very nice. So, I mean, we can. Shabbos table can be a very mokum of a big aliyah if we're mukhan, not mukhan, then it won't be aze. The belt says that Rav Shach Gadol HaDor, his children weren't some mutzach. That's what the belt says. Why not? So Rav Shach said because he learned Rambam at the table, and that was a mistake. Not Rambam. You have to learn Chumash, and think Miros. Shabbos table is what the Velt says. So it has to be a very happy time, a time of Aliyah, a time of Achdus, a time of Verita. If Chaval, we have to be from Hayom today. We're doing Tshuva and writing down Blinda. You have no Kabbalah today. Write down three things to say. What we'll say at Lel Shabbos, Yom Shabbos morning, Shabbos to Shalosh Shuras, very nice. To write down what we'll say, it'll be very, very, very big, aliyah. Chaval to Kilum, time just goes by. Yeah, speaking. That's important. So it's very, 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 very chashuv. Because it's also the big. So to ask if you have any sfeikus, ask Rabbanim sfeikus, ask etzis. The last focus in life, ask Eitzah what to do in life. Very kosher thing to ask Eitzah. And maybe go with her to ask Eitzah, go with her to Rav and ask Eitzah what to do in life. That will be very, very kosher. That's also giving. The main giving is to make her happy. Make her think that we're doing the right thing, we're giving, and it's very, very kosher. We also say one giving, there's a story, a kosher avrech. Tell me the story. Then it's Chasher Avrech Shlita. Listen, Beit Shemesh, because he used to live in Yerushalayim. He lives in Beit Shemesh, and he travels an hour here, an hour back every day. It's called why Beit Shemesh? Because his sister Beit Shemesh. He told him it'll be easy. It'll be happy for me, Beit Shemesh. So all the years he said no. I just want to learn here. So then he said no. I'll do what you say. He told me it's the best thing he did. Now she lived in Beit Shemesh, now here every day. Now here, now back, but it's very, he said he gave it to her. See, Rabbi Steinman, the big Gadol HaDor, Rabbi Arlen Steinman said that there are three klolim in marriage. Three klolim, three. It seems a joke, but it's not a joke. The first klal is a levater. Give it to her. Second klal is a levater. And third klal is a levator. Three klal in life, and all vitor. So it's a big thing. I'll say a story of Rav Shteinman. Rav Shteinman is a brisker. Is a brisker. So the briskers, have a hidur. They're erev Pesach. They have water. They're afraid of the water. Maybe the water's coming at something. So they have a big thing of water. They pray water. Pesach to have water for Pesach. It's sure that the water is good. Pesach. So it's one Erev Pesach.
This
vat was broke. It wasn't working. So they They didn't have water. They had regular water on that year on Pesach. So and he said, he told her, okay, it's only a Qumrah. It's only a Qumrah. Yeah, it's me wanted to make her happy. It's only a Qumrah, so Seder, I'm asking Leif Sholim, only a Qumrah. And from then on, they lived 10 years more afterwards together. There was no water at Pesach. Because he the godless. He thought that if that water next year with this vat, she'll think, this year he really gave up his Qumrah and really he wanted it, and I caused him to not give the Qumrah, so she'll be sad. Since she'll be sad, he says, never. Hear this. No vat. Hear this. David Nura. My mother. Because since she'll be sad, next year she'll say, I made him give up his Qumrah, so he wants to make her happy. Hear this, godless. So that's all. No Qumrah. Hear this. Mother. Son, mother. See, also, Rav Chaim Brim, we read by him a lot. Chaim Brim wanted to light near Hanukkah twice. He's a Sufi with the light. So he lit by his door. Really, he wanted to light also at the porch. Another sheet of lighting. His wife, once he, white Rebbe, wasn't so near for that. So he didn't do it all his life. He didn't do it. She passed away. A year or two before him, so then the year after, he did it. Because he wanted to do it, but he didn't do it all his life. 50 years, because it would make her a bit sad. Twice lighting, why twice lighting? What's the story for that? Again, he knows the story for that, but he said no. And Rav Shaman also, after his wife passed away, Shaman gave his wife, and may rest them together, he went back to the Qumrah of his vat. So yeah. This is a godless, to make your wife happy is something very, 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 very chashuv. Okay, let's see one more thing. You know, there's a Gemara Mitzia. Everyone knows the Gemara Mitzia says a klal. If Ish v'Isha have sfeikus, what do they do? How do you makriya sfeikus? Gemara says, famous Gemara, in that Hanun test in Gemara Mitzia. Hazov, Gemara says, is a chiluk. Migul Ishmaya, Migul Dalma. Migul Ishmaya, I go after the Baal. Migul Dalma, I go after her. This is the Gemara Bar Mitzia Nun Tes. So Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, this is very nice Gemara, but it's not always the right from this Medrash, which was a Medrash for Pude. The Medrash is talking about the Migul Ishmaya. The diamond from heaven, use it, not use it, or Shaila. So we see from that Medrash, even Migul Ishmaya, you don't always, you have to be Miyashi, but even Migul Ishmaya, you say, even Migul Ishmaya, because this is Migul Ishmaya. Not Dafka. You have to be done every matzah what to do. Even Migul Ishmaya, what to do. It's very, there's a story around Chodesh. Said over a story, very nice story, and his father, Rav Meir Chodesh. Meir Chodesh was a big Gadol Torah, a big, big Mashkiach. So the Rav Meir Chodesh and his Rebbetzin were in the pogrom of Chevron. They were there, and they were saved. They were saved. They were married, and they were saved. It was a big, big nace. They were saved from in. They were in Chevron, and they were saved. Then after that. So a big yeshiva in Europe offered Rav Meir to become Mashkiach in Europe somewhere. So Mashkiach in Europe, a big makom. So Rav Meir wanted to go. His wife said no. His wife said we can't go there because why? What's her sfera? Her sfera was that the blood of Chevron went over us, so we can't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's her sfera. A hergish, and they didn't leave. They stayed in Eretz Yisrael. And they were saved the war. The war came after a few years, and people were in the war. That saved the war. So that was a big thing. She saved the whole family from World War II. Big thing. That's a sfer. No hagiyum. It's a sfer. And Rav Meir said they were very struck. His mother saved them. The mother saved them from everything. Right. So the Gemara says that Rav Chanina ben Trajan was killed. His wife was killed. His daughter. So what did he do? What was wrong? What avera? He has to do avera. So the Gemara, he was hoyga Hashem be'osi yosav mele ischayim misa. So the Gemara says, how did he do it? He did it boifin heter. He did it boifin mutter. So why is it chayim misa? Because he did it with too much pirsum. So it wasn't so. He should have done it more tzanua. Something, mainly is chayim misa. His wife is chayim misa. Why? Says Gemara, hoya lo limchus. The wife has to make a macha on her husband to not do what he did. So Chaim asked, how could that be? He's a big tana. He knows the whole shas and everything well. He told his mutter. She doesn't know anything about the whole sugya. She should have made a macha. Why a macha? So he would see a biggest sore and nerve that she's margish. A wife is margish without knowing anything about her husband's learning, what's good, what's right, and not right. And wife was margish, it's not right, make a machor, it's not right. Even though she doesn't know the old sugis, he knows, but she has to make a machor, and machor is the tamach kiddush. She knows what he's doing. Person, wife doesn't know what the Baal's doing in every inn. Baal makes food, the house, children. He will see the wife knows what the Baal's doing in this inn. And should have made a machor, something novel. So maybe a wife has to know that wife has to be aware of what the Baal's doing, and she feels it's not right. Say, I don't feel it's right, and they'll ask a shayla, they'll be done. But the wife has to be. It's milishmaya. The Rambam said milishmaya. Hoga Hashem, milishmaya, not mil d'alma. So we see even milishmaya, she has to be aware and make a machor if she holds it. That's not good. Okay, so the Iker, we have to love our wives. That's the main issue. Try to give them wherever they need, and if they need anything, try and give them. Try to help them. Give them chizuk, idud, simcha, whatever we can, and we'll love them. We'll love them. And they'll feel ava. They'll be very, very happy. They'll be ava gedola. Very happy. So Hashem should help us to do all this. Next week, I can't be here because we're going away. So next week is not going to be the week after. Hashem should help us. We'll have to start again. We have to daven to Hashem. We have to daven to Hashem every day that we love our wives. Daven to Hashem. We daven for parnasa, for children, shidduchim. So it's nothing less. Daven for Ava. Daven for Ava, I love her. Daven, it's not simple to love her. Not simple at all to love her. Not at all simple. So Hashem, we should daven to Hashem. Whatever we need, we daven for. So daven for this also. We'll love her. It will be a happy marriage. And it'll be good. It'll be happy. It'll be, you know, see, I once spoke to Rav Volba. I once spoke to him a few times. Should have been more time, but at least a few times. So Rav Volba told me, a davar nora, that if the husband doesn't love the wife, then the children aren't so good. Especially, the husband doesn't love the wife, the children, lo leino, aren't so. If he loves the wife, good children. If he doesn't love the wife, no, not so ayayay. So you have to be, love good children, love our wife, love them, help them. Hashem should help us have very good children. We should have a big hatzlacha. So there's a Ramban here. Ramban says in Bo, very nice Ramban. Ramban and the Bo. Ramban says that there's no teva in the world. Everything is nes. Hakol nes. Nothing, no teva b'chlal in the world. Hakol nes. Something marvel. Whatever happens to you is nes. Whatever happens to you, miyak negemida. Schar v'inish. Nothing is done. So it was to say Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachis, Adav Nura. The Gemara Brachis, Tafhei Amud Bey says, Maisa Nura. The Maisa says that Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine. And then one day, suddenly, the wine turned to vinegar. Suddenly, the wine turned to vinegar. 1 second, vinegar, wine, vinegar. So I said, something is wrong. So his Talmidim told the Rebbe, Rebbe has to be ayin his maisim. What happened here? How could a wine turn to vinegar? Something is wrong here. The Talmidim told the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, am I choshed? I'm choshed in your eyes. I did something wrong. You hold me. Is that Seder? Talmidim hold the Rebbe. Is that wrong? So the Talmidim answered, Hashem is choshed. Do something stam without a reason. You say you're not choshed. Hashem also is low choshed. He said, okay, tell me what I did wrong. So they told him that the Rebbe doesn't pay a certain salary to a certain worker. He said, the worker steals, but still not so good. He said, okay, I'm a kabbal. Now I'll pay this salary. Now I'm a kabbal, I'll do it. And miyad, the vinegar turned back to wine. Al makom, the wine became wine again. Al makom, hear this, the kabbalah, mavel, something mavel moi. The Kabbalah, like we said in Rashi, the Kabbalah, it's kilo, I did it. It's mela, I did it. Mela, I did it. The wine, now it's wine. We see everything is meduyak, ma'oid, ma'oid, whatever happens in the world, meduyak. Just you know, Rabbi Glushtin, Shlita said a very big kiddush. He came to Eretz in his book. He said that Rabbi Chanan Vasserman was a big Gadol Torah. Chanan Vasserman has something that almost no one has. His firm, I'm a kubal in the whole world. Kavachurim, Oretz, everyone knows them. Whatever he says, Kodesh Kurashim, we're done. Yeah, not, but we're all done. All people are done in what he says. He says, Bemez Zocha, Rabbi Chanan, his firm, I'm a kubal in the world, Bemez Zocha. So Rabbi Shlomo Grun said that Rabbi Nachum said, reason was because he was most nefesh for his first time meeting. He was with them, he helped them, talk learning with them. He was whole life was Talmidim. That this discourse here, discourse can be the spread the many from the world, but the levels how Makubal, his favorite is Makubal. Everyone learns it. It's on everyone's table. Kavod to Aris, whatever he says. Wow. So it's Mishmain. See, it's making Mida. All life making Negamida. It's all life making Negamida. Something Malvim. Also Anokim. He copied his Rebbe. Most nefesh first time meeting. All day with them. All day learning with them. Kol Agman, Yom Laila. So we have to see if something what's not familiar with the Ramban, something goes wrong with us, something is not so. We have to know what's wrong and we can fix it. Because we can see. Try to think what went wrong, try to fix it then. Ramban says everything is nice, nothing is teva. So if you fix what it's hard to know what's happening, but try. Hashem will help you. So Hashem should help us learn the Ramban well, have it, and Hashem should give us all the issues.
Well, it was Namish mentioned that he died for his Talmidim. In America.